Why, which one is it?
It's 50 Boris.
It's 50 Boris.
Episode 50 with your hosts Tyler Jarblatt, Sam Ginsberg, and Mike Boris. Here is Tyler Jarblatt.
All right, episode 50. So this is a big day for us, a big milestone for the Brews Day Tuesday podcast. I guess we've been doing this for 50 weeks. Samuel, do some math for me.
Yeah.
How long is that?
Almost a year.
When was our first show?
Well, there's 52 weeks in a year, champ, and we do one episode a week.
Uh-huh. So in 2 weeks?
In 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks.
Two weeks and a day, I think.
Nice. Fun times. So that'll be good, too. Man, all sorts of milestones coming up.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame, actually, the way the timing works with how many weeks are in a year. Because I feel like we can't have another crazy celebration next week, or the week after next.
Let's just declare that this is our one-year anniversary right now.
But it's not.
Yeah, well, shut up.
I don't want to lie to our listeners.
Hey, some of us have been here from the beginning, and this is really important to us, and they don't want you to take that away.
Wait, are we talking about me?
No, why would we be talking about you?
Oh. Yeah, no, here's what we should do. This week is the show's 50th episode. Next week is my 50th episode. The week after that is the anniversary. And I think the week after that is your 50th episode.
Oh, wow.
And then in, like, December, it'll be Boris's 50th episode.
Woo!
Hooray! That's so sweet. So we did decide to celebrate the 50th. It's a two-beer night here at Brews Day Tuesday. I think I have a fun pairing. What did you guys pick out?
Do we want to do both right off the top or one at a time?
Okay, I guess we can do one at a time.
Let's do one at a time.
Okay.
Mainly because my other one's in the fridge.
Same.
And I don't want to go get.
Oh, man, maybe I should put my other one back in the fridge.
You definitely should, champ. I had Hublandschaft. Dublin IPA triple. Man, I know I pronounced all of that with a really poor accent. I apologize to the nation of Belgium for that. A lot of Belgian listeners, you think? Probably not.
Yeah.
And for the thrashing in the World Cup that the U.S. team's going to give them tomorrow.
Sports? You mean gave them today, because this is dropped on.
Right, yeah, gave them today.
Right.
Unless they lost, in which case, we're still mocking Belgium. So, Belgium, you're my least favorite country today.
You're going to have to make two versions of this episode, one if they win and one if they lose. Is that cool, Three Stacks?
I'm just going to drop references all throughout it, not just that one.
It'll be like a scavenger hunt for you.
The things we do for her, you know?
And she's in the fetal position. Classic. What are you drinking, Boris?
I am drinking the Left Hand Brewing Company's Wake Up Dead Nitro Russian Imperial Stout. This bad boy, like I said, it's a nitro. So we've had a few nitro discussions. This one rings in at 10.2%, so going a little hard on at the beginning here. It's okay. I don't know. I think of the Russian Imperial Stouts I've had in the last few weeks, the other one being Boris the Crusher, this one is not the better one. And not just because it doesn't have my name in the title.
Wait, can I interject about Boris the Crusher, by the way?
Yeah.
I saw Doris the something, and I don't remember what it was. Like, the Destroyer or something.
Oh,
like
shit.
Or Doombringer or something. And so I don't know what the D there stands for. But the B in Boris was Bodacious.
Right.
It doesn't really mean anything. Like, it could be...
Could be any type of beer.
It could be delightful, and then the same O-R-I-S.
Oatmeal Russian Imperial Stout. Yeah. So I'm being handed by our assistant producer information on Doris the Destroyer Double Oatmeal Imperial Stout.
Oh, well, there you go.
And it's by Hop and Frog.
It's those same fools. I think they just, like, made Boris more hardcore.
It's even darker, hoppier, and stronger than our gold medal winning Boris the Crusher Stout. So... I guess I know what I'm potentially drinking next week. Well, this one isn't a oatmeal Russian Imperial Stout. It's just a Russian Imperial Stout. But yeah, I don't know. It's like too sweet And it's got some licorice taste in there that I'm really not a fan of, because who the fuck ever likes licorice?
I had a licorice beer that was better than expected, but not that good.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't expect it to be anything above, like, a 2, though, so...
Well, there you go.
Could have been much. Yeah, but I did not expect the licorice taste, I guess. I don't know.
All right. I have 21st Amendment Brewery's Bitter American Session Ale. So I had their Heller High Watermelon, which was surprisingly good. I don't really expect to like this one that much. When I poured it out, it had a really thick head, and it actually smells great. It smells like kind of like grapefruit and strawberry, which is really nice. I forgot to tell you, it's 4.4%. Which makes sense because it's a session ale. So let me give it a try real quick. You know, for being called Bitter American, it is not very bitter. It's a session ale. That seems to be about it.
I think session ales are kind of the next beer that's going to take over the, I guess I'll call it the hybrid scene, the hybrid micro-macro scene.
Yeah.
Like, it's a great intro for Bud Light lovers who want to like craft beer. And I think if you give it a name like that, then it'll make them feel like they're drinking something a little more robust.
Yeah, I certainly expected a big hit of hops out of this. And it's hoppy, but it's like not even IPA hoppy, you know?
Yeah.
Sam, did you try yours at all yet? Did we hear how yours actually tastes?
I just did. It's got a good hoppiness, but I'm not sure what to expect from a Dublin IPA triple. Like, if that's a double IPA mixed with a triple, or... I'm not great with the language. I'm actually not even entirely sure what style this is. Like, if we had an associate producer who looked up the style that it was listed as, if it would be, you know, an IPA or a triple or even, like, a Belgian strong or something like that. But it has some good bitterness to it. It's pretty boozy. But it's 9, I think? Yes, it's 9%. So the booziness is kind of to be expected. It's listed as a Belgian IPA, which I guess shouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I guess not.
I'm going to have to get back to you with more details later.
All right. Oh, so speaking of more details, I actually kind of went out and did some field research the other day.
No shit.
It's not very interesting.
Sounds about right.
So, remember we were talking about, Coors Banquet a couple episodes back?
Yeah.
So I went and I found some Coors Banquet.
Ooh.
It was very bad.
Like, worse than Coors?
I thought it was Coors. I thought that's what we learned.
It's normal Coors.
Okay.
And first of all, it wasn't hard to find. I think I've just been confusing it for Miller High Life this whole time.
Because it's in, like, a golden can?
Yeah, and it's in, like, the cheap, shitty section, you know? So, it wasn't hard to find, and I had it, and it was, yeah, it was really bad. Like, I never want to recommend Coors Light, but, like, at least with Coors Light, you're not going to get fat.
So it was actually worse than Coors, then?
Yeah, it was not good. I don't understand why it's selling so much better.
Wait,
I guess
is it called
because...
a banquet because it's higher in calories?
Well, Coors Light is a light beer, so it's lower in calories.
Oh. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. That would be pretty funny if they were like, this is the beer for Chubskis.
Yeah, I don't think that marketing campaign is going to work.
No, I don't think so. I'd like to see it, though.
I mean, I think it would work really well if they paired with another, another product, like, if you like Cheetos... This is the brewery for you, something like that.
Because you're probably fat.
Because you're probably fat and you're on your couch. And you like...
Yeah. Yeah. But, it was bad. It was very bad. I wouldn't recommend it. Don't drink it.
Okay. There's your teachable moment of the day.
Yeah. It's almost like I'm doing 3 beers this week.
Wow. Huh. Okay. Yeah.
So, that's what I got. What, anything happening in the Sam Boris area of the world?
Well, have I told you the legend of the Ginz Boys?
You have not.
Well, that's probably because this legend is very young. We have just been born.
Kind of a new age legend.
So my parents were in town this weekend.
Aww.
It was a really cool time. I mean, I hadn't seen them since, I want to say Thanksgiving, but maybe not. I don't remember. My memory's not great. So it's been a while. I got to hang out with them, and, you know, they got to meet Three Stacks, and they were very impressed with her, and I keep telling her that, and she keeps not believing me.
It's true, Three Stacks. They hate you.
Oh, God.
They told me.
God damn it, Tyler.
They were like, is he really dating her?
You fucking motherfuckers. Oh, God. You've undone all the work I've been doing.
Well, you see, I'm not kidding, because I talk to Sam's dad all the time, so.
You wish you talked to Mitch all the time.
I sure do.
Yo, you should just text him. He'll text you back.
I don't want it. That way lies madness.
Because then you'll leave Becca.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to break up your family like that.
Yeah. So they were in town, and it was really cool, and they kind of got to experience to an extent, like, what my life is like. Like, kind of just my weekend.
Uh-huh.
They're like, my three big weekend activities they got to participate in. One of which
was... Snoop Dogg Sunday brunch?
There was no Snoop Dogg Sunday brunch this week, unfortunately. But they did get to watch the Madison Radicals thrash the Detroit Mechanics, and they really did enjoy that, which I thought was adorable, because I think they only enjoyed it because they were trying their hardest to.
But hey, they got there.
It was cool. And then, you know, there were fireworks, and it was nice. It was a good game despite it being a blowout. They played some Can Jam. I don't know if we've talked about Can Jam before.
I know what Can Jam is.
It's just a frisbee-based backyard game, and Boris made up a new thing where, even though we picked teams at random, every team that he was on, he referred to as the Dream Team.
We reunited several times.
Yeah.
Way to go.
The Dream Team.
Even though he went like 3-8 on the day, but you know, whatever.
It was not a great day for me.
That's some people's dream.
Sometimes the Dream Team just has a shitty day, you know? But it's the consistency that people really appreciate about it.
That kind of seems like a...
Well, okay. And that I'm always on it.
Oh, okay. and we also taught my parents beer pong.
No!
Yeah, they weren't drinking. Like, we just played water cups and, you know, some of us were drinking, but my parents weren't. And, you know, that was cool.
That's super silly. I would never play pong with my parents, even if it was water pong.
Actually, I think that I was at one point in your position, but then when Shoop's folks came out, his mom, Deb, was just so into it. Like, I think she had just learned, and then she just kept referring to herself as Downtown Deb. And just, it was, like, one of the best experiences of my life, and I just wanted that again. And, you know,
My
parents are no Downtown Deb, but they're pretty fun.
They were also, like, surprisingly good at beer pong.
Well, their first game they cheated really hardcore, but that's because we hadn't taught them all the rules yet.
Yeah, I never realized how complicated that game is either.
It's weirdly complicated to someone who doesn't know any of it. Like, it's easy to teach someone house rules, you know, because they're just building on their knowledge. But if you don't know any of the rules, it's just, like, just a bunch of crazy shit getting thrown at you.
It was actually, something I'll say about moving to the West Coast, they play different out here.
Yeah? Mitch and I teamed up. And then went undefeated to the point where, you know, no one wanted to play anymore. And we just stopped.
It was like two games.
It was two games, our streak.
Yeah.
We went 2-0. The Ginz boys' career, a 2-0 record, undefeated, unchallenged.
I can usually only play two games before I get kicked off for taking my nuts out.
Oh, too true, my boy.
The Ginz boys were not willing to go that far to win.
Although there is a house rule where if we play 10 cup, So if you make that middle cup, aka bitch cup, as your first cup, you have to drop your pants until you make another cup.
Oh, I like that.
My mom made it, and we just didn't tell her the rule.
That's a good idea.
And then, but before the day was done, I had my shorts down, as had Shoop. And did you, Boris, too?
I did at some point, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, did you take your wieners out?
No. It's just shorts down, boxers on.
Oh, that's...
So you gotta remember to wear underwear on these days.
Yeah. That's not too bad.
You gotta remember to wear men's underwear. Oh, God.
And then you have to button them. I like to... Sometimes I leave my underwear unbuttoned.
I don't usually have buttons on mine.
Boris, you rascal.
Usually I go zipper.
On your underwear?
Zipper? What kind of madman are you?
Oh, on your chainmail underwear, yeah.
Yeah, I live for fear, so yeah, I go zipper on the underwear. Okay. So how do they play out west?
Oh, I don't know. I can't really think of any huge difference. Well, okay, one, you're not allowed to move the cup off the table.
So can you move it out of the rack, or do you just like leave it there until they hit all of them?
Well, that was a terrible way of saying it. Let me clarify, I'm sorry. So say somebody gets a ball in a cup, right? And you're like, damn, got to get that cup out of here, because if they get another ball in that cup, that's game over, right?
Right.
But out west, you are not allowed to move that cup. Like, somebody makes a cup, and it just stays there until the other person shoots.
You have to leave it there? And then if they make it, they win?
Yeah.
So it's basically just 9 game-winning islands in a game.
Yeah.
Assuming that the first person makes the cup, I guess. Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's super silly.
I feel
there
like
are
most
other,
games
there are
end
some
that
other
way.
Differences that I can't totally remember. Like, I don't think a lot of the people around here do the thing where, like, if you catch it before it goes off the table, you can do a trick shot.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. They play different.
When you're explaining to someone who's never played, those are, like, the things that start to sound really silly to you. When you're like, no. But if you catch it first, you then get to do it behind the back. And so then they'll, like, try it a couple times. It'll fall on the floor, and they'll pick it up and try and do it behind the back. And you're like, no, but it already hit the floor. And then you're like, oh, but I forgot to tell you about balls back, which is like where if both people make it, they get it back.
And then it really sounds to the people who haven't played before that you're making up the rules as you go to benefit you.
Right. They're just like, wait, so why do you get 2 cups now? And you're like, because I called island. They're like, oh, what's an island? And you're like, God damn it. Forgot to tell them about
islands.
Well,
it sounds like you two are just terrible at explaining games.
That also may be true.
Yeah, that might be the case.
We also may have been a little drunk by then.
There you go.
We had been jamming cans.
This guy was a little drunk by then.
Alright, I'm going to finish my first beer way before you two finish yours.
Well, dick on a shit. This is because yours is 4% and ours are 9+.
I know, I was complaining about
that. Is that a challenge, or are you almost done with your beer?
I'm almost done with
my beer.
Can
it please not be a challenge?
Yeah, no.
It's not a challenge. I want you to savor your delicious beers. Let's do an article.
I wouldn't mind if this beer
you guys drink.
Disappeared on me, though.
Oh, is it bad?
How does that sound?
It's got, like licorice in it, and I don't really like it.
Hey, Dip, you want to just do, like, an article?
You asshole. Alright. I have an article lined up for you. So this article comes to you from Canada, of course. Silly Canadians. This young fellow, Canadians. Brennan Gleeson, graduated from some Canuck school up north in graphic and digital design. And he was like, oh shit, that was a terrible major. How am I going to get a job? And so he decided to show off his skills by branding his homebrew and sending it out to people. And I guess he called it the resumail, and all the stuff on the packaging is like his resume and nonsense. And it doesn't really tell you how the beer is, but apparently the kid got a job.
So this was him showing off his graphic design skills?
Yeah.
That's dope.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. And so, what is he doing now? He's a creative director for some, I don't know, Tectone. Yeah, everybody knows Tectone.
Oh, he's got the QR code on there. That's a clutch move.
I
really want to know how the beer was.
It's on each bottle. Each bottle has a QR code on it. Because that's what I'm going to fucking do when I'm drinking my beer, is take out my phone, get a QR code scanner app, and take a picture of my goddamn beer so I can go to a website instead of just typing in a fucking URL. I hate QR codes.
Maybe don't knock QR codes on beers. I know some great breweries that have done that.
We did it.
Spike Factory.
We did it.
Fuck QR codes. I stand. No. I don't care.
But what if it, like...
And how many people took out their phones and took a picture of your beer to go to your website?
Pretty much just easy. But what if this QR code, like, linked to something important, like his resume or something?
That's probably what it did.
Well, then why didn't he just put, like, www.canadiandudewhoputaresumething.com or whatever his fucking website is.
Well,
so that I don't have to take a picture of a square.
It didn't look good. He's a graphic artist.
Oh.
I want to know what the beer tastes like, really.
Yeah, that's... Well, I mean, he was not hired by a brewery, so...
He was not.
We'll see what that says about him.
Yeah. But good for him. That's clever. I'm always like, damn, I could have done something like that, and then I didn't do it, so screw me. Well,
but also, the article mentions that this guy said, I've seen beef jerky business cards and really weird stuff like that. And now I really want beef jerky business cards.
Man, now I just want beef jerky, though.
I think it'd be pretty dope to have beef jerky with my name printed on it, though.
Yeah.
But then you have to give it to people. Beef jerky is expensive.
Yeah, but like... You would remember the dude who was like, oh, here's my card. And he dropped some beef jerky on you. And he'd be like, what?
When I was touring colleges, there was a guy who was just a student who, I guess, like, gave us a tour. And he had a business card, which I thought was weird since he was a college student. And it just said his name and then Man of Action. And I was like, I can't tell if this is the biggest douche or a really cool guy.
I bet you totally kept up with his career, huh?
No, he's the president of the United States of America.
Oh, interesting.
He is a man of action, I hear.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that article was brief, but there it is. That's that.
Good.
Man, I feel like I must have done something else this week other than drink that terrible banquet.
There was a tornado in Madison today, sort of.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I wanted to leave work. But then the sirens were going off, and all the doors were locked. And I was like, well, I guess I'm just going to go back to work now.
They got you.
Yeah.
What if there wasn't actually a tornado? There was just, like, someone spraying the window with a hose, and, like, they turned on the sirens to make everyone work another 15 minutes.
I'm not sure that's a cost-effective maneuver. Maybe it is.
But what if? You know?
Then I'd be like, hey, jerks.
I see you down there.
But the thing is, like, I'm... either coming in 20 minutes late tomorrow or leaving 20 minutes early tomorrow.
Hmm.
Because I stayed late 20 minutes today.
Do you not just have, like, an infinite pile of work? I feel like I have an infinite pile of work that I just, like, scrape from when I need more work to do.
No, I do. That's why I'm only willing to put so many hours into the day. Because I'll never finish all of it.
Right.
By the time I'm at, like, only 60 hours of work left, they'll give me more work.
Yeah, man, I know. Like, after I finish tagging one pair of pants, they're like, here's a whole nother box of pants.
Man, what if you didn't work at a thrift shop and you were like a graffiti artist? And, like, by tag, it was, like, spray paint on these pants?
How? Can I get paid for that? That sounds pretty easy.
I don't know, you're in fucking California. Those weed-smoking mofos will pay you to do anything.
That's true. Well,
you could test it out. You have, like, you own a thrift shop, I assume. So
I wish I owned that thrift shop.
You're 24 years old. If you don't have a 401k and you don't have your own business, like, I don't even know.
So you take the pants that you should be tagging, you do tag them, and then you spray paint half of them and you see which one sells better. And if the ones you spray paint sell better, you go to your boss and you're like, yo, look at how much more money I made you by spray painting these pants. You should pay me to spray paint these pants.
You should spray paint Grateful Dead rules on all of them.
Yeah, actually, we did order a whole box of Rasta-themed patches to patch up clothes that have holes. And
so people... just patches with, like, marijuana leaves on them and stuff?
Yeah, and, like, the Lion of Zion and stuff, you know. Boris, do you know about Haile Selassie?
I don't. I just know about marijuana leaves.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny stuff. I am pretty much done with my first beer. Can I rate my first beer? Do I have to wait for YouTube clowns?
You can go first. I'll be done by the time you're done.
Yeah, same.
Okay. So just to remind everybody, 21st Amendment Brewery's Bitter American Session Ale. Oh, what to give you. Well, it didn't lie. It kind of lied to me. It said bitter American, and I was like, this is going to be really hoppy. And then it wasn't very hoppy. But it was a session ale, and it smelled great. Really, most of the points it gets are from the nose. It was delightful. but kind of a boring flavor. I don't really like sessions. I like stronger beer. So this gets a 3.6.
And that smell, is that like, there's a couple different hop types. Is this like a floral or a citric, or what are we working with?
It's, well, like I said in the beginning, it's like, it smells to me like grapefruit and strawberry.
That's so odd. Like, grapefruit, I know how to get that in there, but strawberry, I don't know of that hop.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it's coming from, but I love it. I just wish it tasted as good as it smelled. So, I guess I would recommend this to people who, who want something to session, and, I don't know, who want something to session. That's it. That's all. It is a session ale.
But you wouldn't put it high on your session ale list?
No, I think you could probably find better things. It's just, the flavor isn't that interesting. There's really not much to it.
I think we've talked about this before. Maybe it was when Brian was on, about session ales. Like, if it's not the best session ale, it's just skip it.
Yeah, it's really not worth drinking.
Because they're never going to be that interesting, and you're going to have to slam them.
Yep. Yep, that's how I feel.
Word. So I had Hublantrauf, Belgian IPA. I think I might have said at the beginning it was boozy, and that kind of went away. I went from thinking that this was boozy to thinking that it's well hidden. Maybe that's just the booze taking its effect on me, but...
Yeah.
I think the hop profile was pretty simple. It's kind of more bitter than flavor. Just sort of bitter for bitterness sake.
It's pretty dry.
But it wasn't bad. I thought it might have been a little overcarbed at the front. But that's just me being nitpicky. Overall, I thought it was good but not impressive. So I'm going to give it a 6.1.
All right.
I would say if you're going to drink a beer, if you're going to drink a Belgian beer that isn't just a Belgian, this is a good choice. Because I do kind of get sick of just, you know, Belgians and doubles and Belgians and triples all day, you know. So this has a decent hop character to it, gives it another dimension. But you can find better Belgian IPAs as close as Frederick, Maryland. The Raging Bitch. Sorry.
Yeah, I was about to ask if that's whatchamacallit.
It's Flying Dog Raging Bitch is a great Belgian IPA, and I would much rather have had it than this.
Word.
I can also recommend this to people who are traveling through Europe, because in Europe all you're going to get are shitty pilsners, but you can usually find this beer in a bunch of different bars.
That's a good point. I guess it's all about where you are. I would way rather have this than shitty pilsners.
The only place that I remember that is, yeah, we figured out, like, most places had that, like, halfway through our trip,
yeah.
And it, like, made it a lot better.
Compared to pils, like, this would be, like, an oasis.
Right. All right, so I had Left Hand Brewing Company's Wake Up Dead Nitro Russian Imperial Stout. So I guess the key points of this beer are, A, it's a nitro, which to me just means it's really flat.
Sure.
I'm not really getting... It's still got, like, kind of a head on it, so, I mean, there's still some bubbles in there coming up, but my eyes are deceiving me because I can't taste any carbonation.
I think it's just... It's not that it's a nitro, it's that it's a poorly nitrogenated nitro.
It's a poorly nitrogenated nitro is a theory that we have. It is 10%, so, you know, gotta give it some points for being high in the booze. Oh, it has a QR code on it!
Immediate negative points from Boris.
So I gotta give this beer a 0.2 for believing in stupid technology.
Man, you always give me shit for downgrading beers
kidding.
For shitty reasons.
I'm just kidding. I'm not giving it a 0.2. Calm your tits.
Is it losing points, though?
Not for the QR code.
Okay.
Probably only because I didn't notice it at the beginning. Thank you. Oh my god, she's so associate right now. Okay, so, yeah, I don't know if this was cut previously or whatever, but when I was going over it earlier, it was pretty delicious, and then it kind of just had this aftertaste of, like, bleh, licorice gross. And so you take a sip of it, and you're like, ooh, this is pleasant. Oh, no, this is not pleasant. Never mind.
Oh.
And They say first impressions are the most important, but honestly, not with beer, because you get the aftertaste a lot more than the taste. And so I'm going to give this beer a 3. I guess pros are high in alcohol, and it does have a pretty good taste up front, but cons are it's basically flat, and it's got a gross aftertaste, and it has a QR code on it.
Maybe if you like licorice, it would be good all the way through, but...
Are there humans that like licorice?
Mitch loves black licorice.
Does he also love dirt and poop? Like, I don't understand how anyone could eat licorice and be like, yes, I would willingly put this in my mouth again.
The next time Mitch and I talk about how much he hates Three Stacks, I'll ask him if he likes dirt and poop.
Well, if he hates Three Stacks, we know he has terrible taste. Which explains why he likes black licorice.
So I gotta go get my other beer out of the fridge. What's a good palate cleanser?
You have to go get yours because ours were brought to us by the associate producer.
Yeah, do you not have an associate producer in your studio?
She's at work.
So she's there.
I wish.
Oh, I get it, because her job is podcast.
Is there something I should cleanse my palate with? Do you guys have any recommendations?
I mean, I have a glass of water. I think that'll be fine.
I don't know.
Water.
I feel like a taco would be good, but like if it were smaller,
like a mini taco.
Right. Just rolled up.
Oh, like a taquito.
A taquito.
I'm leaving. I hate it.
I don't know if the mic got any of that, but this mic did. He liked it. Oh, Lauren friended me on Facebook.
Oh, that's awesome. So, that is so Lauren.
I was like, I don't know anyone by this name. Oh, wait, yeah, I do. Actually, I don't. I've just heard of dirty titles also, made by.
His Facebook name is his first name, then his middle name. He's one of those.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, there's not many guys named Lauren, so I kind of put that one together.
There's not many Laurens.
It just took me a little while.
Yeah.
So, Samuel, what's your new beer?
I have Stift Engenzales Gregorius Trappisten beer. So it's a Trappist from Austria.
You are so global today.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. But like Belgium, yeah, people know Belgium for its beer to an extent.
The article is for the love of lagers, and it starts off saying that a lot of people who are into beer don't really seem to be into lagers, and I think we can definitely all agree with that, at least on the Brews Day Tuesday podcast. Would you guys agree with me here?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I was like, yeah, you know, I agree. You're speaking true to life here, queencitydrinks.com. And then they go on to say maybe why people don't like lagers, and their first point is because there are people out there like Budweiser, Miller, Coors, you know, putting out just god-awful lagers, as everybody knows. And I was right there with Queen City Drinks.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense. But then I don't know, then she started, or I don't know if it's a she, Queen City Drinks anyway, just started saying some stuff that I don't really. Budweiser and Miller Lite are not bad beers, they're just not exciting. Well, no, they are bad beers. They're terrible beers. So I'm not sure where you're coming from here. And then it says, like, your tongue can get tired of having the same thing time and time again. Drinking super hopped IPAs or oatmeal Russian Imperial Stouts day in and day out, you can lose perception on how different they are from each other. Again, no, not at all. If you're drinking a super hopped IPA versus an oatmeal Russian Imperial Stout, you should absolutely know what the difference is. I don't know who this person thinks they are.
I mean, my guess is she's saying different IPAs versus, like, an IPA versus an IPA and an Imperial Stout versus an Imperial Stout. But, I mean, you should still taste the difference there, even more than you would taste the difference between, like, Miller Lite and Bud Light.
Yeah.
But just, like, her argument for it says why we should love lagers, and the entire argument is, well, sometimes you're gonna get tired of these other things. And that's not really an argument to love something so much as it is like, this is, I understand that everything's better than this, but like, give it a shot, guys.
Wait, if I ever get tired of craft beer, I'm just gonna throw myself off a cliff.
Yeah.
Like,
what the fuck else I got, man? Oh. Hey, Darlin, how's it going?
I think you liked mead, didn't you? You could try that.
Maybe. I did like mead. I could become a mead aficionado.
And then, you know, QueenCityDrinks.com goes on to another terrible reason they give is because lagers are the original session beer. And that just, get out of here. That's another reason I don't like them, because they're low ABV. That doesn't appeal to me at all, Queen City Drinks.
Yeah, is session beer, like, I've kind of bought into it, but is that, like, just a huge scam? Is that, like, them saying, this is our excuse for being a low ABV beer?
I don't know, dude. I mean, the only definition of session that I really know is, like, a light, drinkable beer. Not light, like, L-I-T-E, but light, you know, not dark.
Light ABV, light in color.
Light in body.
Light in body, and inoffensive.
Yeah, that's what I would say. So, Even if it is the original session beer, that's not really something I'm that into. Now, one qualifier. When I was in Germany, I did have good lagers. I had some interesting Dunkels. Mostly just Dunkels, actually. You guys obviously
Dunkel,
don't like
Dunkel what?
I had a lot of Dunkelweizen.
You know Dunkelweizen's an ale, right, champ?
Oh, shit, is it?
Yeah, it's a dark Hefeweizen. Dog, you know German! Dunkel just means dark, dog!
I don't know why I just said that. Of course, I knew that, because it's the Hefeweizen. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I take back my point entirely.
Leave all of this in, Three Stacks. Shame him. Shame him to death.
Shame me to death. No, Lauren, so, I hope you send a lot of insulting emails mocking me.
So Sam said that, like, is this their excuse for, like, giving you a low ABV beer? But I feel like it's really not much cheaper to produce a higher ABV beer. You just put a little bit more sugar in, a little bit more yeast, like... I don't know. I think there is a market for people who want to, like, have a few beers at the football game and then be able to drive home. Like, I think that sessions have a place, or, like, light lagers, if that's what we're just calling them. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, you can't just tell me that I should drink lagers because I drink other stuff, too, and I should really give them a try. Like, I have given them a try.
I would way rather session... a pale that is maybe not as hoppy as I would like, and not as interesting as I would like, than a lager, like any goddamn day.
That being said, I can't think of the last, like, lager I had that wasn't just, like, Bud or PBR or something.
I was just thinking that, because as I got totally slammed by Sam
speak German, didn't you minor in that shit?
No, I didn't minor in it.
Didn't you almost minor in it?
Dude, no, that was the class where I forgot to go to the final.
Oh, yeah. You dumb fucker. Yeah, you're really making the audience think you're a bright kid now.
Yeah, well, you know, Lauren had to have his eyes open someday.
Sorry, bro.
Hold on. I'm looking up list of German lagers. I wonder, I had Duff beer. I wonder if that was a lager.
Duff beer, like in The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Yeah, they produced it to promo the movie. They had Quickie March too.
Was it just, like, I assume it was just whatever company that makes it. Like, it had to have been Anheuser-Busch or
probably
something like that. And so it was just Bud in a different can.
I assume he's looking it up right now. I didn't have it. That was, we were a little young for that.
Probably.
Yeah. At least I was.
Well, you're older than me, so that would...
I mean, I started drinking.
Hold on, let me look it up. Here 21. We go.
18. Stop.
Yeah.
Duff in The Simpsons creation, Real Duff Beers, Germany. Oh, yeah, obviously. It was the Eichweger Klosterbrauerei.
Isn't that what I just said, Tyler? Come on!
Everybody knows that.
I can pronounce that. Who said I couldn't?
Come on. So, the guy in the $6,000 pants. Come on!
Come on. okay.
Yeah.
So, can anyone remember the last lager that they had that was not, or I guess what you would call a craft lager, as this article is making the claim, are tolerable?
I can.
What was it?
It was 2 days ago.
Hmm.
It was, actually, you had this, like, way in the day in the show, actually, Dip. Was that Jed? Kona Island Lager?
Oh, that was me. Yeah, I did have that.
The Hawaiian-ass beer. Yeah.
You know what? That wasn't that bad.
No, actually, I mean, I'm sure all of our listeners are already friends with me on Untappd, so they know. No one has friended me. I think I said this is one of the best light lagers I've ever had.
Yes.
And then I gave it like a 2 out of 5. Because it's like, that doesn't make it not a light lager. It just makes it better than the other ones.
Yeah, you're 100% right on that.
All right. So everyone's homework over the next few weeks is to try a craft lager and just see if it's above tolerable.
Yo, can I be exempt from that? Because I just did it.
Sure, whatever.
Neato.
I wasn't going to actually probably do
I'll
it
try.
Either. So.
And neither of you fuckers did hashtag romantic when you were supposed to.
Well, that's because it was dumb.
Man, well, I mean, I drink lagers all the time. Like, I have a 6-pack of Olympia in my fridge.
Hashtag romantic.
Is that like a craft lager?
Is it craft? No. Is it $5 for a 6-pack? Yes.
Well, there you go.
Man, that's not even a good deal.
It's a good deal around here.
You gotta go by the 30s, my man.
If you're already going light lager, like...
You gotta play that long game.
Well, you see, Sam, I'm living paycheck to paycheck over here. You don't know my struggle.
And I never will.
You probably never will.
Man, a lot of times I go to the grocery store and I just buy a 30 because I'm like, someone will drink it. And then I bring it home, and then I drink it. But
sometimes he'll just, like, stand in the backyard and, like, you know, pull the bottom out from the box and just let it fall and then wander away and be like, man, the homeless will love this.
I gotta go be homeless in Madison.
I am a charitable guy.
Yo, you know I let Jed squat here.
Yeah, I know. For like 3 days.
3 weeks. But then he's ran away on his own accord. Probably because I beat him mercilessly. But it's hard to say.
But you didn't make him stay. That would be cruel.
That'd be cruel.
Cruel and unusual.
What's up, girl?
Damn. This beer is much more powerful than the other beer. I can't imagine how you guys are doing. You guys both went high caliber.
Man, we go high caliber with the Bombers. Like, this is not new for us. It's just...
Yeah.
Child's play.
Like, honestly, generally, we drink 8+, 2 beers every week. This time, it just happens to be 2 separate beers and 2 separate bottles.
Yeah. Man.
I feel like I just go Bomber because I've ran out of, like, interesting 6-packs to try.
No, the shit you get in Bomber's more interesting.
Right. I'll spend $5 on a Bomber, and that's cool. I don't want to spend, you know, $10 on a weird 6-pack and maybe not like it.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting you guys are talking about this, because I said no to an article all about how much people will pay for Bombers.
Well, maybe we should unsay no to it.
Maybe. I think it was kind of a shitty article, but let me open it up real quick.
Can you poop it to me?
It's called a Bomber Bubble. You already have it in our thing.
Poop it to me, please?
No.
If you wouldn't mind pooping it to me, that'd be great.
I would mind pooping it to you.
Man, I pooped it to you. Poop it to me, son.
Are you kidding me? Just it's right there. It's right there.
Oh, scrolling up so hard. Just poop it to me.
I swear to God.
Hey, Dip.
No, I'm not doing it.
No, like, you know how my computer's been fucking up?
Yeah.
I think actually it dropped the whole chat. Can you please poop it?
All right, fine. Here. Right in your butt.
Ah, you bitch! I already had it open, son!
I told
you fucker! I swear to God! I'm gonna hijack a helicopter, fly out there, and cockslap you.
Can you hijack a helicopter, come out here, and just, like, chill? Would that be cool?
After I cockslap you.
Just, like, honestly, worth it. That's fine.
Oh, that's
that's adorable.
Dog, I won't even feel it. I'm not worried about it.
Because my penis is so small.
He's got you there.
Like a shrimp.
Like a shrimp.
So, okay, so this article, yeah, it's not very good. It's kind of short. But basically the idea is, like, this guy thinks that there's going to be some sort of Bomber bubble and people will stop paying for Bombers because, according to this guy's math, it's not a great deal. But, Boris, it sounds like you think it is a good deal.
I don't know if it's a good deal so much as it's, like, it's a good way to try a new beer because usually one Bomber is cheaper than a 6-pack.
Yes.
And so if you're gonna like try the new beer and you don't want to commit to a 6-pack, you can like get the Bomber, and see if you like it. And I feel like a lot of small batches are only served in bombers.
Around here, you have three choices. You can get a 12-ounce single, a bomber single, or a 12-ounce six-pack. And 12-ounce singles are almost always boring. They wouldn't be making... Like, those singles, they're also selling in six-packs. That is a scam. And it's, like, boring shit for the most part. And those six-packs, that's an investment. Because you crack one, it sucks. Now you're bringing a five-pack to a party, or you're trying to give them away. We've played that game before.
Mm-hmm.
And a bomber's right there in the middle. Like, you know what? Maybe this beer sucks dick. I'm willing to take the assumption that this beer might suck dick. But I drink it, and then I'm done with it, and I don't have to think about it anymore. And if I love it, I can go get another one. No one's going
to
stop me.
Also, if you love it, you have 22 ounces of it that you basically have to drink.
Hell yeah.
Because like, you just opened it.
Or you share it with your girlfriend who you adore.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, man, she brought over a bomber of... We've talked about Evil Twin before, and, like, the boner I have for Evil Twin, and it's been sitting in my fridge for a week and a half now, and we're supposed to split it, and God damn it, I want to steal it from her so bad, but I haven't. It's...
I hadn't really thought about this whole bomber thing that much. I just saw this kind of short article filled with math and said no, but... You know, I really agree that bombers are a good way to taste different beers, because I hate getting a six pack and then just getting stuck with beer.
So are we in agreement against this article? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Well, so we haven't really summarized this article or discussed the article at all, other than they say that bombers they think are a bad deal.
Like, yeah, so, okay, it says bombers on average retail for 25.2 cents an ounce, six packs for 13.4 cents an ounce.
Okay, so bombers are roughly twice the price of six packs, like
but,
per volume.
But I kind of have kind of a bone to pick here, though, because just because they cost more an ounce, like maybe that's because they have higher quality ingredients.
Yeah, is this like on average?
That's what it says. It says on average.
Well, that's a bunch of horseshit. Because you can buy six packs of Corona, you can't buy bombers of Corona, and if you could, I would empty that shit out and club you over the head with it.
you can buy bombers of pretty shitty beers, though, I'll tell you that.
No, I know. I've brought them on this fucking show. But the I would say the quality trends higher in a bomber than in a...
Yeah,
in a
no, single. I would too. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's a fair comparison.
No, like really, I guess if we're operating under the assumption that bombers have higher quality, which, you know, maybe not everyone would agree with us, but I think that's the consensus... Then you're saying, when you buy something that's higher in quality, it'll be higher in price.
Which is like, yeah.
Yeah, dog, it's called capitalism, okay?
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty much how I feel. We're all pretty much united against this article.
Wait, so he asks the question, are we approaching a bomber bubble?
Yeah.
And then, if I'm skimming this correctly, does not answer his question.
He says,
maybe.
Maybe if prices keep going up, then people will stop buying it. But there's not a lot of proof that prices will go up, and clearly we're willing to buy it, so...
Right, I'm sure when we stop being willing to buy it, prices will just stop. They're not going to, like, stop making bombers.
When I have a wife and three kids and a mortgage, I will stop buying bombers.
I probably won't. Also, I'm not going to have three kids, so...
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm not going to have any of that.
That's way too many.
No, I actually want to have seven kids so they can make a line in Ultimate.
Do you want to name them all George Foreman?
I've discussed having 11 kids for exactly the same reason for football.
Well, no, then they all got to be boys. Like, co-ed Ultimate's
kind of
kids.
A thing. I'm only going to have boys.
Okay.
If my
you
wife has a girl, I'm
just
going to cut her head off.
They just put them in the centrifuge and they spin them around.
Just like... Take a laser gun and a microscope and find those X chromosomes and zap a bunch of them.
Wow, dude. Didn't you just hear me? You jizz
hey,
in a
hey,
centrifuge.
Hey, Tyler, no, we're trying to... Hey, Tyler, we're trying to talk about science, if you wouldn't mind. We're a little busy.
How much more science-y can you get than coming in a centrifuge?
Hey, Tyler, you majored in history and minored in creative writing. Can you just let the big boys talk for a second, please?
I'll be over here sorting clothes.
Last week you said you had a tummy ache because you had pee in your tummy.
I mean, that was You know, that was one suspect.
He did think
well,
he
Three Stacks, what you didn't realize is somebody had just peed in his tummy.
No girl ain't been cheating, come on.
I'm more just counting on the fact that by the time I'm, like, ready to have kids, they're going to have just invented a way for you to pick whatever gender your babies are, and then...
They already have, my man.
And then the guy-to-girl ratio in Madison is going to get even worse.
Oh, shit, we got to get out of this town. Or stay with our girlfriends, who we adore. How is Lady Tinder, by the way? We haven't talked about her in a while.
She's a wonderful girl. She's doing fine.
That's great. That's great. I'm glad to hear it. I'm not doing so well! I think I'm fucking this up!
The podcast? Because you fuck it up every week.
Ooh.
Hey.
Alright, so we're done with this article.
Have you uncovered any deeper meaning in your beer?
What? Oh, have yeah, you? I did say that. Hold on.
Yeah, what do we think about your beer, and by extension, all of Austria?
They fold easily to the Germans.
But not as bad as the U.S. soccer team folded to the Belgians today.
Or beat them.
Great. But not as bad as the Belgians folded to the U.S. soccer team today.
I think that this beer, much like if you play the game Diplomacy, Austria is underrated. You ever play that game Diplomacy?
I tried to play it one time with Matt Woods and his nice dick.
Wait, no, that was Axis and Allies, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, excuse me. I was just thinking about Matt Wood's nice dick so much, I couldn't really tell.
Yo, dog, I feel you. I feel you and his nice dick. Yeah, it's kind of weird. I have not had that many Trappists, so I feel like usually one of the first things I do is kind of judge a beer against its style, say whether it's, you know, honest to the style and consistent with its virtues. And I wouldn't consider myself even close to an expert in Trappist. I'm, like, barely even experienced with Trappists. So I think I'm in a position where I have to take the word for it. I think our theory on ale brewed with honey is totally shows here. There's no honey taste, and it's 9.7%. So there you go. It's not the most interesting, but I think we kind of mentioned earlier how I don't really like going hard on the Belgians because I generally don't think they're that interesting. I'd rather have something with, you know, for instance, you know, some spice and some orange, something along those lines. You know, a cloudier kind of a Belgian. But that's just me, you know? It's not like I'm...
It's not like one's just going to magically appear in your hand.
Hold on, let me try this now. Fuck, man. You know how much I hate agreeing with you? But that is just like Blue Moon, but better.
Mm-hmm.
It is just like Blue Moon, but better.
Also, I think you're on some shit if you can't at least smell the honey in this. Like,
I got nothing in the nose.
Really?
Nothing at all. Three Stacks.
Tie-breaking vote. Like, it's got some other shit going on. But I can definitely smell the honey in there.
So, apparently I'm a fool and cannot detect honey with my schnoz. I get... Not only do I get no honey in the nose, I get pretty much nothing in the nose from this beer, which is disappointing. But, wait, are we doing ratings, or is this just a mystery?
No, not yet. We're not doing ratings yet.
Okay, well, I won't ruin...
We'll be repeating all this in a couple minutes.
I won't be ruining this for everyone, then.
Yeah, I've got an article I do want to throw. I kind of want to throw it Boris's way, because he's our resident sportsing expert.
Ooh. I have been known to sports.
So, the article is FIFA bribed with beer over 2022 World Cup. And it's not as interesting as it sounds. Qatar did not bribe FIFA with alcohol, which would be super interesting for a number of reasons.
Oh, did they already decide that? Oh, no. Okay. I thought you meant just bribe FIFA in general.
Of course. So, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, I think, about how the 2022 World Cup is going to be in Qatar, and that's crazy for a whole lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But our Scottish friends, BrewDog, I think we're all familiar with BrewDog, correct?
Of course.
Yeah. So, they don't want it to be in Qatar. They would like it to be in Scotland. And so they just produced this Vote Seth beer to try to woo FIFA. Can you explain that for me, Boris?
I have never heard of this dude's set before, but I'm not up on the international football market, as they call it.
Damn it, Forrest.
I'm sorry.
You're my number one guy. Okay, I gotta read some more.
Presidents. All right,
it looks like Seth is the FIFA president.
The FIFA president?
I guess.
So it really is a bribe. It's not like, hey, FIFA guy, like, check out the Scotch president Sepp or something like that. Because it's, if you look at the bottle, it's got like a red, white, and blue. Actually, that really just looks like an American campaign poster. Maybe
it looks like the Obama thing. Maybe but with this random guy.
Maybe elections work similarly in Scotland. But if Sepp is the president of FIFA, yeah, then that's just like straight bribing.
Wait, hold on, I'm confused. So it says a case of the beer has been sent to the FIFA president in Zurich, along with an invitation to discuss their bid at the Brewdog Bar in Sao Paulo. There's not a Sao Paulo, Scotland, is there?
No, that would be in Brazil, which is where the current World Cup is.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now I get it. Thank you, Boris. You've been very helpful.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad I could serve my purpose here.
I loved my semester abroad in Sao Paulo, Scotland. It was a great time.
I bet you learned a lot on that semester abroad.
I learned a lot of Spanish. I learned to love Scotch. It was a great time.
Oh, wow. Brewdog, you guys are silly. I guess, I don't know how we missed this, but during the Sochi Winter Olympics, they launched an anti-Putin beer called Hello, My Name is Vladimir. And it featured a Warhol-style image of Putin, and it carried a warning that the beer was not for gays.
Wow!
But also may contain traces of sarcasm.
Yeah.
So it's a beer for gays, is what I'm getting out of this.
Wow, that's...
I don't know how I missed that story.
That's pretty hardcore. I think we dropped the ball on missing that story when it first came around before the show existed.
That's like something, I don't know, I doubt like Russian high-ups would ever concern themselves with like a small-time brewery in Scotland. But that's like, if Russia wants to fuck you up, they can fuck you up, you know?
They killed that guy with a bundle of plutonium shot out of an umbrella. Shit, crazy.
They killed my mother country of Ukraine without even trying.
Is that your mother country?
Well, I'm actually 50% Ukrainian.
Oh.
Mitch?
Sorry for your loss.
The Mitch?
Ukrainian. So now are you 50% Russian then?
I don't know if that's how that works, but if it is, then I am.
This has been the Politics Show.
Featuring sports! Man, yeah, this show's going down the shitter.
It really is.
But I like Brewdog. I only had one of their beers. It was pretty intense, but they seem like some crazy bastards.
Hmm.
So, I like that.
Well, I can say with confidence that if I ever saw a beer called Hello, My Name is Vladimir that said not for gays on it, I will bring it on the show immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, it's weird how, like, if you print something that's offensive to me, I would buy it immediately. Like, like whether or not I realized that it was ironic, if it said not for gays, I'd be like, well, I gotta see what this shit's all about.
Like, if it was just an average beer that just said not for gays with no context, you would be like, shit, I gotta buy that.
If it was like Miller Lite 2.0, not for gays, I'd be like, well, hold on, what's all this then?
What's all this?
Man, that would be crazy. Can you imagine if they put out Miller Lite not for gays?
It would do well in the South, tell you that much.
Man, God, that... Huh. I kind of wish... I hope they do it, just to see what it would be like.
I feel like they probably won't.
I feel like they something definitely tells won't. Me.
They could do sell it like Chick-fil-A or something.
We totally skipped the porn names episode of the... Or segment of the episode. Does anybody have porn names?
I got a really shitty one. Can I go last? I want to see if I can punch it up.
I don't have one. I'm just asking.
I can. I think I have one.
What do you want to do this? Should we do it?
Yeah, let's do a really shitty version of the usual segment.
Okay, cool. Because I don't have one, and you guys are. It looks like scraping the bottom of the barrel, but we'll do it anyway. All
right. So mine is about an unkempt vagina and the magician that has sex with it.
Harry Twatter.
Correct.
Okay.
So we have to get the subtitle too?
Well, there's eight Harry Potter movies. So it could be any of those eight.
Can you give it again, please?
It is an unkempt vagina and the magician that has sex with it.
See, Tyler, I feel like we have to, like, we could just go brute force and just guess.
Right.
But, like, we know there's a finite number of movies. There's only so much you can do with them. Let's really reason through this. I'd like you to go Regis Pilgrim style, and, like, when we say something, say, is that your final answer?
Okay.
Because I think we can get this on the first shot if we really play through.
Okay.
Now, you can phone a friend, as long as your friend is Tyler. So.
What if my friend is Three Stacks?
Oh, I know it. It's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Bone.
It is Harry Twatter and the Sorcerer's Bone. Is that your final answer?
Didn't we already do that one?
We might have done it. We might have done that
one. I feel like that's a pretty obvious one, so I wouldn't be surprised if you'd done it at some point.
Sounds
but
really familiar.
I was kind of proud of myself when I came up with it. Not very, but a little bit.
All right, well, I'll take it. I got it. I'm there.
Half-Blood Prince?
I've made that joke. In poem form.
Like Half-Blood is in, like, only half of your penis is filled with blood? Is that the idea? Okay.
So, like, you couldn't... That's like a bad porno, though.
So when you got, like, a semi-chub, you call it the Half-Blood Prince?
Yeah.
Cool.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Semi-chub.
Oh, man. I can't even count the number of Half-Blood Princes I took up to that middle school chalkboard.
Oh, god damn it. Why don't you just write that down in your Chamber of Secrets and not tell us?
Ooh. Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got the Harry Potter burn on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. What's yours?
You guys ever see that one porno? It's like,
Harry Potter and the Order of the Penis.
God damn it, B. Royce.
I didn't want to make another ordeal out of it. Right. I just wanted to say it.
Right, sure. But I was actually thinking of a porno where, it takes place on a wide penis. That's the setting. The plot is that they're fighting for it.
What? They're fighting for a broad penis.
Indeed they are.
Is it Battle Chodes?
Oh my god! I fucking wish it was! Dog! That's brilliant! That's fucking brilliant!
Man, oh god, I would watch Battle Chodes.
Man, I would play Battle Chodes. That shit would be super difficult.
Yeah, it sure would.
Oh, sorry, I missed an opportunity there. This show would be so hard.
Alright, so,
incidentally, your first word is correct.
Chode. Or
battle?
Battle.
Is this a Planet of the Apes movie?
I don't know them that well. I don't think so.
Okay.
There's Battlestar Galactica.
I think battle for something?
I think the first word is actually would be considered a compound word. And battle is the first half.
And it's not Battlestar Galactica.
Battlefield Girth!
Battlefield Girth!
Battlefield Girth.
Tyler with a dunk.
Woo!
Well done. That would have taken me a long time.
Or a wide time, as the case may be.
Pick one.
Yep.
Alright, do we want to rate these suckers?
Are you dumb nerds on your beer yet?
What?
I said, are you dumb nerds done with your beer yet?
Well, it sounds like Boris is. I'll be done. I'll go last. You guys go for it.
Yeah, so this is kind of just a little bit more interesting for Belgian. Like, if you take, like, Dunkelweizen, you know, it's just a little bit darker than a Hefeweizen. I guess a Trappist is like a Dunkel Belgian.
Wait, hold on. Explain Dunkelweizens to me. I don't understand them.
We already know that you don't understand them. Yeah, it's. I was kind of surprised with how dark it is. I would really like to have some more Trappists so I can really understand the style. But as it stands right now, I think this beer's good. I think I'll give it a 6.5. It's drinkable for its 9.7, but it's still not terribly interesting. I think it's cool that it's from Austria. I guess that might get some points. But I would really love to try other Trappists, because I think this is a style I could get behind, but I don't feel comfortable, like, comparing it to other Trappists. And I'll recommend this to anyone who likes a good Belgian, which it seems like this is a room of, this is a podcast of. I think this is worth trying. And someone who wants to be able to say the phrase, oh, Austrian beer? Yeah, I've had that.
Worse.
All right, so I had Avery Brewing Company's White Rascal. Belgian-style white ale brewed with spices. So we use the term, it's like a Blue Moon, but better, and I still stand by that. It's got the orange and the coriander in there. This one has a bit more spices, it's a little easier on the orange, and it's 5.6, and I'm pretty sure Blue Moon is less than that. So, you know, it's good on all fronts. I also feel like Blue Moon is kind of universally good. It's just masquerades as a craft beer, and that's what we all hate about it.
For sure.
And this is a craft beer.
And this one is actually a craft beer. And
despite the fact that it came to you in a can.
Yo, cans are not a sign of shittiness.
I do think there's some correlation. By no means causation, but there's some correlation.
Well, I think they're cheaper. And so, like, you know, either large breweries that are just trying to nickel and dime because every beer they save, like, a cent on adds up to millions. It also works out that craft brewers who are just getting started, like, want to save money on the packaging.
I think a lot of what it comes down to is snooty fucks, for instance, you know, me from 8 months ago would kind of look down on a can and think, you don't, if you're making a craft brew, you're going to put it in a bottle. And which is, like, as in terms of, like, the quality of can versus bottle, it's negligible. But
well, cans people, are better. Cans seal better than a bottle.
And I think a bottle comes out smoother than a can. But the point is that it doesn't really fucking matter what you put it in. It's about what you put in there. But a lot of people think we'll definitely write off a can quickly.
Right.
And they shouldn't, but they do, and that's why craft breweries often will bottle, not because it'll make their products better, but because it'll get to their audience easier.
Right. But so if you so cans are better. Is my conclusion there. Because if you admit, as you said, that, you know, it's pretty much the same in terms of taste. Cans are lighter, easier to stack, easier to ship. They don't break. You can take them places you can't take a bottle.
Oh, you're saying in terms, like, of value.
I can rattle off dozens of reasons why cans are just better than bottles, like, even if there's no difference in the taste of the beer.
Can I tell you the one reason bottles are definitely better than cans?
Yes.
Smash it over somebody's head.
Hey, this is a show for adult discussion, not for violence, Tyler, okay?
Well,
if you can't keep that to yourself, then I think we need to replace you, alright?
Aw.
Don't let it happen again.
I'm gonna smash a bottle over your head.
It's because I don't have a machine that cans, but I do have a machine that bottles. And her name is Three Stacks.
Oh.
There's a joke about Three Stacks cans in here somewhere.
Three Stacks has nice cans? Is that what we're talking
about? Yeah, sure. She doesn't need to can, because she has her own. Anyways, moving on. Oh, instead of high-fiving Sam, she just bit him. It was funny.
Are we moving on to me?
Hang on. I gotta give this a number.
Okay,
I'm gonna give it the number 7, which is also this episode brought to you by the number 7. But this beer's number is 7, because this was a surprisingly good beer. You know, it was pretty cheap. I think it was like $7 or $8 for 6 cans. And I really enjoy it. And I feel like this is one of those beers where no matter what, if someone was like, hey, bring some beer over, I could bring this over and people would be like, oh, this is good beer. Like, no matter what they like. Because everybody likes Blue Moon, therefore everyone likes this beer.
Because it's definitively better.
Because it is Blue Moon, but better.
That does sound like a really good bring over beer.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
So that sounds good. I've got Long Strange Triple by Boulevard Brewing Company. I love the Belgians. I just love them. This one, it's a triple. Hit the nail right on the head. True to form. Tastes good. High booze at 9.2. I would give it a 7.5. I think I've had more interesting triples, but that by no means means this is bad. And for me, Belgians just mean day drinking. I don't know why, but Belgians are like my favorite beer to get sloshed on when it's light out.
Dog.
So
that's when you're,
I recommend this to people.
You had a session early in the episode. That's what they're for.
What, day drinking?
I gotta go with Sam. Day drinking's a dangerous game where you have to, like, keep the right amount of drunk, because if you get too drunk, you then just kind of pass out.
Or you go fucking hard as hell from 12 to 4, pass out, wake up at 7, double weekend.
Exactly.
I feel like most in college that worked, but I've tried that a few times since getting here.
We're old men now. And we're old men.
Yeah. It usually ends up in me waking up at 7, going back to bed, waking up at 10:30, and then being like, fuck it, I'm going to bed, and then just going to bed.
Well,
and then having the early bird special.
While sessions might be designed for daytime drinking, I like Belgians. So I recommend this to people who want to get sloshed during the day. That's what I do.
Okay.
Anyone who wants to be like you.
Yeah, you know, working a menial job and eating their lunch on the railroad track.
So, like, felons in prison for life, for instance, would want your life.
Well, you know, yeah. Like, maybe a prostitute or two.
Does anyone know what they're drinking next week?
Of course not.
Yeah, I had to pick two this week. I don't know what next week is.
Tyler, this is kind of cool, this thing you're doing. It's like next week's a mystery. Like, I don't even know what you're drinking.
Yeah, well, you know me. I'm always playing mysterious.
It's a really great change of pace, I think.
Thank you. For a while, I was just getting too consistent.
Speaking of too consistent, let me go check the magic fridge.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about my poops.
God damn it. So, I got a brew that Mitch brought up with him when he came to visit. It's from Duclaw Brew Co. You know, back where I'm from in the South, Baltimore, Maryland. It's by Duclaw. It's called Dirty Little Freak, and I'm very suspicious of it. It's 5.8%. I wish it would print more description, because all I know about it is what my dad told me.
Which is?
So let me read this. I think it's kind of good. A dominant blend of roasted malt, coconut, caramel, and chocolate essences, barely restrained by a gentle hot bite, all the way through to a satisfying finish. Submit to indulgence, but be warned, there is no safe word. Thanks, Dad. Appreciate it.
That's weird.
He made this
beer. Get out of here, Mitch.
Never say that to my father. Never again.
He's a pretty dope dude.
He's a pretty dope dude. He made it sound like this shit is just straight up coconut. And I don't like coconut, so we'll see about this.
Oh, I fucking love coconut. Can I have it?
You can try it. Okay. Actually, I have two bottles of it. And you may both try it next week. And then the cap, this is kind of just how Duclaw rolls. It says, craft be cherished, rules be damned. Actually, I think the last time Mitch came to visit, he brought a different Duclaw brew, and I said the same thing. But it bears repeating, I think.
Word.
That beer was called Sweet Baby Jesus. Man, they love naming their beer weird stuff.
Well, I mean, if I make a product, I want to name it something crazy.
Like Nipple King.
Or Go Fuck Yourself.
Right. When your spray paint pants hit the market, can you refer to them as Nipple King pants?
I don't think I will, no.
Man, we've known each other a long time, Tyler. I can't believe you don't trust me.
Yeah, well, you know, they call me the Nipple King. So, thank you everybody for joining us for episode 50. It's great that we keep doing this, and thanks to anybody who listens to our shenanigans meandering. Tune in next week for the not quite as exciting episode 51. Don't let the bastards get you down. We will see you next week.
Bye!
Later.
That tantalizes your sentence. Fucking ball senses? Sack on a dick. I've been drinking too much beer.
Oh, it tantalizes your ball sack on a dick? That's what I like.